have cried unto thee, hear me, hear me, O Lord. Lord, I have cried unto thee, hear me. Receive the voice of my prayer when I call upon thee. Prayer be set forth in thy sight as incense, and let the lifting up of my hands be an evening sacrifice.
Welcome to the weekly broadcast from the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church in Carmichael's, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join with us each week to hear more about the gospel and our Lord Jesus Christ, and more about the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church and its services throughout the year. I'm Father Rodney Torbick, the parish priest. I'll read the gospel for today, followed by a sermon on that reading. The Sunday of the Publican and the Pharisee, Luke 18:10-14. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. The gospel for the Sunday of the Publican Pharisee is read each year in God's Holy Church. The lesson of humility exemplified in the publican is a strong reminder for believers each year. Harmful pride and arrogance can become part of the lives of believers. Humility is essential to the development of Christians. The Lord Jesus Christ is the perfect example of humility. Jesus washed the feet of the disciples as a fundamental example of humility. Jesus restrained himself when he faced arrest. He went to the cross voluntarily. Believers choosing to follow Christ benefit from following Christ's example. Jesus made it clear when he said, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Care must be taken among believers when being serious about the church, not to fall into the pattern of the Pharisee. Following the practices of the church is intended for the benefit of the soul. Viewing the self as better than others, as did the Pharisee, has no place in the Christian life. Lord Jesus Christ said, Judge not that you be not judged. Believers have sufficient work for themselves to care for their individual souls. The current gospel makes it clear individuals are not to hold themselves above others, or to set themselves on a pedestal. Believers can draw strength and perception from Christ through prayer to have soberness of mind. The arrival of the Sunday of the Publican Pharisee serves as an alert for believers to become more attentive to the soul and personal standing in life. The Lord Jesus Christ will return. Each person will face final judgment. Repenting of sins is necessary for the final judgment. In the divine liturgy, believers pray for a Christian ending to their lives. Care must be taken not to end up like the five foolish virgins who were unprepared when the bridegroom came. Christ is the proper focus of the lives of believers. Believers benefit to the extent their personal focus is on Jesus Christ throughout the day and throughout the night. Christ spoke the present parable of the publican and Pharisee. Not many words of Christ are recorded. Those words of Christ that were recorded are of lasting importance. The words of Christ are intended to change lives. Christians are expected to become more Christ-like throughout life. Christians are expected to be united with Christ throughout life. Unity with Christ is only possible when repentance of sin occurs. Desire for unity takes place from within the person. The Pharisee stood before God boasting about his fasting and donations. There was no indication the fasting and tithing was consistent with the words of Jesus Christ in the Holy Gospel of St. Matthew. Continued benefit occurs when the words and life of Christ are searched and become a part of our lives. Benefits occur when the teachings of Christ are reflected in our demeanor, our thoughts, and our actions. Personal views of the self and our relationship with God are manifested in our demeanor and relations with each other. Love is the intended basis for all Christian relationships. Prayer is a basis for us to sort through our relationships. Prayer is the way to understand personal sinfulness and the goodness and mercy of God. Prayer is the way to draw closer to God. The present gospel serves as a reference for self-assessment. If the way of the Pharisees tends to be a part of our personal lives, then change is in order. If developing humility is desired, following the example of Christ is the way. Christ will hear the believer coming to him seeking to change. Christ will welcome the believer desiring to grow. Christ will help believers endure the pain of personal crosses in the process of change. Growth in Christ is inseparable from the experience with the crosses of life. Facing the crosses of life reveals whether Christ is at the center of our lives. Jesus said, "A servant is not greater than his master." Growth in Christ is nourished and fostered in God's holy church. Learning about Christ and experiences Christ takes place best in God's holy church. Experiencing the joy of Christ is found in God's holy church. The parable of the publican and Pharisee, when taken seriously, gives rise to self-examination. Honesty with the self can lead to repentance. Honesty with the self can motivate greater desire for unity with Christ. The gospel reading at each divine liturgy is intended to draw individuals closer to Christ. The Sunday of the publican Pharisee stimulates necessary changes in believers. In the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you. Orthodox people who destroy temples and graves and who kill our children, first spirit people. They also find the road of repentance, just salvation, and so far we say, Lord, have mercy.
We invite you to visit us at the St. George Serbian Orthodox Church. The Divine Liturgy is held each Sunday at 10 a.m. We also have morning and afternoon services each day. On Tuesday evenings, we have service at 6:30 p.m., followed by an adult class at 7. We hope you will visit one of our adult classes to learn more about the Orthodox Church and our Lord Jesus Christ. The St. George Serbian Orthodox Church is located at 296 Old Route 21, across from the power plant near Carmichael's, PA. For directions or times of daily services, please call 724-966-7428. The parish priest is Father Rodney Torbeck. The choir is under the direction of Sonia Jansen. Tom Hunter is the recording engineer for this program. Thank you for listening.